Good evening, everybody. Again, this, of course, is Brett Clark, and I'm excited to be with you here on what's become a fairly regular event of me sharing something, and it could be personal growth, it could be leadership, or it could be more about my life than you care to admit to know. And in the past, and again, I was surprised when my students found this. And we often underestimate people, and we underestimate what people are willing to do to research and find. We know that motivation is not a problem with our young people. And again, it's interesting to hear students come up and say that they've heard this. It's even for a 40-year-old guy like myself, it's pretty humbling. And I'm glad you're here. So please do listen in. I think today is going to be real. It's going to be, you know, kind of just something that I've discovered in the past week that I think my hunch is I'm not the only one. And if this is you, if this message is for you, then I'm excited to be delivering this to you tonight. And there's no doubt in my mind that we are capable of more. Capable of more than we're currently doing. And as I have heard my new friend Velma Knowles say, we're capable of immeasurably more. In fact, I would love to tell you that I'm where I want to be. However, that wouldn't be very honest, and I do like to be honest. I continually seek to find ways, in spite of myself, to be better at home, work, and even in my church community. And I can tell you that I fall short so many times. The most important job that I have ever had is that of a father. And I can tell you that I have good days and I have bad days as well. It is true that when we think of more, our mind often goes to possessions and money, income. The fact of the matter is that money was never meant to make us happy. One of my other mentors, Christian Simpson, has helped me clarify that in my own life. Money was never meant to make you happy, only comfortable. I'll say that again. Money was never meant to make you happy, only comfortable. That's right, comfortable. That doesn't mean that we don't seek out or desire money as well as comfort. We enjoy comfort. But we do at times let the pursuit of money stop us from chasing with our full heart that which truly does make us happy. And I agree with Velma that we are capable of immeasurably more. This past week, I came to a comparison in my own life that I wasn't altogether happy about. As an educator, I also happen to be an athletic coach for several different groups of young people. One of the most frustrating things about coaching is the pressure from parents and the corresponding complaints that come with it. Now, one of the most frustrating things I can think of is when I start to think about the way others carry themselves, and the finger comes back to point at me. When I'm thinking about what other people do that drives me crazy, and then I think of myself doing a similar thing, when the finger comes back to point at me. It really strains the coach in me when parents dismiss the hard work of the coach when the team is winning. Look through the pages of the headlines from ESPN on the internet, all the way to parent headlines and youth sports. The success headlines are all about the players, and the stories about dysfunction is all about the ineffectiveness of the coach. Now, even I can let these things bring me down a notch or two or four. As I thought about this during the past week, something happened. I began to see areas of my own life where I do the exact same thing. my relationship with God being one of them. I generally don't forget to ask Him for help when things in my life are tough. I remember a couple ailments that I had where I truly thought my life was going to change forever. I prayed not just every day, but I prayed several times a day. When things are tough, I look to God and my faith to carry me. However, on the flip side, I do have a blessed life. And I truly mean that. I have too many blessings in my life to list here. You'd be here all night. I was blessed with an amazing and caring family from birth. I have a wife that loves me despite my faults. I have four children that are happy and healthy. And I have a great job and community in which I have that job. I have been blessed. Yet in all that is good, I don't say thank you enough to God, or sometimes, frankly, not at all, if we're being truly honest. I look to God in times of trial, but neglect praise and thanks for all the good days. And I have a lot of good days. Much like the coach who is just doing their job if they're winning is the same coach who doesn't know what they're doing when they lose some games. It certainly doesn't end there, but I'll cut my examples short. My challenge for you today is this. Where in your life are you living without congruence? Something that goes against what you believe. Where are you doing one thing and saying another, or vice versa? Where do you find yourself thinking about complaining and maybe, just maybe, you do the same thing in another area? John Maxwell shared with me that we often judge ourselves by our intentions and others by their actions. Is this you? I know it has been me. If I lived into half of my intentions, I would probably be the most well-known person in the world. If I sent half of the cards and well wishes that I intended to, I would probably be more appreciated, and my friend list would be much longer. The truth is that most of us are not as good as our intentions, and most of us aren't as bad as our actions. But where do you need to challenge the congruency in your life and in what you say and do? If you like getting challenged into growth, I'd love to speak with you about how I can help you get the results that you seek in your life. How much more comfortable would your life be with a little extra? Maybe that's a little more money. Maybe it's a little bit more peace. Maybe it's living a life that's in alignment with the way you truly feel and not the way that other people think you should feel. Again, I challenge you to do the work at the end of these, to take my challenge. I think you'll like the results you get if you answer those questions, because we all have areas to fill in these blanks. And I hope you got something from today. That's me. And if you can answer these questions for you, I'd love to hear what you have to say and what you think about it. Thank you for your time. I'm glad you follow me. Or, you know, I know it's just a few minutes a week, but I think these are questions that we don't often take time to answer. And again, I'd like to see what you think, and I look forward to inviting you on to my next session, my next episode of this podcast. Have a great day.